I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
That's The Men's Room on the way. If you have a question for any of us here in The Men's Room, just shoot us an email at themensroom@mensroomlive.com. Make the subject Ask The Men's Room and ask away.
Random,
that's
random,
The Men's Room coming
random,
up right after random, the random question random, question. Random,
hello, Josiah. Welcome random, to The Men's Room.
Random,
hola.
Hola. Josiah, welcome to the program. Random question question. Let's see here. Okay. Josiah, what item is on your sexual bucket list?
Oh, man.
The easy way to think about this is, what do you click on when you go to Pornhub?
Oh, geez. I'd probably say a threesome.
Okay.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Have you ever even come close to that opportunity?
Not, but two of my friends have, and I'm very jealous.
It's like a unicorn. You know, some people see them, some people don't. I mean, it's just...
Jesus.
Yeah, but here, I will say this. If you ever have the opportunity, you have to take that opportunity, because you probably will never have that opportunity again.
Right. Not without spending money.
No,
right.
I mean, that's serious.
Yeah.
And if that situation ever comes up, you almost have to go for it. A new survey found 64% of us have a sex bucket list that we want to get through before we die.
And, does one involve her wearing a bucket?
And 26% of those people have already checked at least one thing off of their list.
All right.
So it's been an adventurous 2.5 months, I guess. Here are the 10 most common things men and women have on their sex bucket list. Any ideas?
I guess the threesome, maybe, like the guy said.
Mm-hmm.
Threesome.
Having a threesome is number 5.
Maybe some backdoor stuff.
Backdoor is number 3.
Uh-huh.
Ted, just keep going.
Backdoor stuff. Look at your bucket list, apparently.
These are the top 10 for guys.
Role
so,
play.
So backdoor, having a threesome so far you guys got. Role play, yes, that's number 10.
Mm. What about service while watching sports?
That is not on the list. It must be a unique bucket list item.
I don't think it is.
Getting service while watching sports, like, drinking Miller Lite. You think that's unique to me?
Yes. I know. Hey, man, the Super Bowl is going to be on.
With the pizza on the way?
Yeah, man. I mean, that's a fantasy there. What about stuff in the car, like while you're driving?
Getting on in the car is number 1. Okay. Number 1. Getting on the water is number 2.
What about in a public place?
That is not on the list. Mm-hmm. Not for guys, anyway. Getting it on in the water is, having a one-night stand, using a sex toy, having phone sex, incorporating food, and making a sex tape.
None of that's that hard.
Mm-hmm. How about for women? What do you think they want to do?
Not have sex with me.
That is on the list.
Number 1.
Mm-hmm.
They're fans.
I have no idea.
Sex on a bed of money.
Sex on a bed of money. Role-playing, yes, it's included.
Okay. Actually have an orgasm.
Yeah. Oh, they're the women are a little bit more
sex with somebody you like.
Right. Yeah, that's a tough one. No, women are completely different than men. Men getting on the car, water, back door, one night stand, having a threesome, phone sex, incorporating food. Women are like this.
Oh, I know, like romantic, like petals in a bathtub.
Opposite, doing some light bondage.
Ooh,
yeah, using a blindfold.
So yeah. They don't have to look at your ugly face. Look, man, I know what that's about. Like, using, I'm stepping your ugly ass.
Using handcuffs.
Okay.
Trying flavored lube.
Cool.
All right, all right.
Having phone sex and doing a very sexy photo shoot.
Oh, like a boudoir?
Boudoir?
Help me out here, Robin. Is that what it's called?
A sexy photo shoot?
There's a boudoir photography, which is for the ladies. There's also boudoir.
What would we do? Would we be naked?
Miles, you would have some of your manly chest showing, maybe a little nipple. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe you're just wearing a sheet and a smile.
Can I get the softened Barbara Walters lens where I'm like in a feather boa or anything like that?
You just glamour shot it up.
I'm going to shave my entire body and then be on a horse shirtless.
Including the eyebrows.
I want the full body shot and then my head in a profile up in the corner.
Remember those? Of course.
Where you just had the profile head staring off and then the rest of you was the full body?
I want school pictures. I want the fake wagon wheel and the blue sky in the background.
That would be great.
But I'm naked.
What about me, again, completely shirtless, hairless, hugging a tiger?
I think you should be laying on a bearskin rug. You know what I mean? Like in front of a fire.
That seems more realistic than this tiger fantasy.
Actually, I think you shouldn't shave and then other people lay on you as though you are the bearskin rug.
I'd like to do it.
That's happened already and it's going to cost you.
I'd like to do it with like my hand, my arm down, my elbow up, like eating some delicious pizza rolls.
While winking.
I got a plate of pizza rolls in front of me. Like, come here, ladies.
That's what I'm going to do, man. I eat a bucket of chicken and just there centrally at the camera and just take that picture.
If I was going to take a real sexy photo with some type of food, maybe someone else in the photo. I think it'd be a photo of me and my crock pot. A whole set of us just taking photos.
You and the crock pot.
Yeah.
Man, oh man. Nothing says sexy like a crock pot.
There you go. The crock pot.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Justin.
Hello, Justin.
I can't hear you.
Justin.
Jesus. He's busy skydiving. Guess who it is, Ted?
James!
James, welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola!
James, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one. What would you say is the most childish thing that you still do as an adult? What is the most childish thing that you still do as an adult?
You're going to have to give me a minute on that. I was a very adult-like child, so I didn't do very many childish things.
What is an adult-like child? What, you have pubic hair at six? I mean, like, what is that?
No, I've just always been very, I don't want to say mature, but serious.
Responsible, that kind of thing?
No, far from responsible, but serious, single-minded.
All right, were you the fun police when you were a kid, or wasn't that bad?
No, it wasn't like that. I'm a middle child, and everyone in my family, a lot of alpha males, so I was more like sitting in the corner reading a book and kind of like just kind of...
Were you a really good student, James?
Exceptional.
You were?
Beyond exceptional.
Really?
Okay. And,
Well, wait, what do you do now? How is that paid off?
What's that?
What do you do now? As an exceptional student, how did that pay off?
Yeah, inspire the young kids.
That's a long story because in my 20s, I really went for the brass ring as far as being a novelist, musician, artist.
Okay.
So I really went for it and have really dedicated my whole life to this point, to that. Except I've failed at everything that I've done.
Okay.
Well, today's a new start for you, friend.
Oh no, I do great. I work about 100 hours a week. I work 40 hours a week at a large retail store, and the rest of the week I write. And I'm not successful.
See, kids, if you study hard, you can have two jobs, work 100 hours a week, and not be very successful.
Oh, I've lived the most interesting life anyone's ever lived. I'm just poor and broke and. I'm just a sorry human being, but I've had a good time doing it.
Okay, well that's very cool.
I've got a billion stories.
Had a lot of fun to get to miserable.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's everyone knows that about me.
Unfortunately, those stories aren't worth a dime unless you put the pen to paper.
Right.
I do that about 60 hours a week. I'm just trying to get over the hump. But I do want to answer your question as far as childish things. I'm walking around my apartment here, and it kind of seems like maybe I'm a bit of a pack rat.
Bit of a
like,
what?
A bit of a pack rat. Like, okay. There are a lot of pack rats in my family. I'm not a hoarder, but, like, my apartment these days looks pretty much like it did when I was, like, in middle school. Like, there's a lot of, like, clippings from newspapers, like pasted around my desk. Like
No. You can't clip anything out of a publication and put it up somewhere. People think you're immediately crazy. You understand that? Any kind of collage?
I'm talking about, like, in like my home, like my writing area.
Yeah?
You see what I'm saying? Like, well,
I see what you're saying.
If people want to think that, I'm just saying that my workspace and the things that I kind of gravitate towards to make my space workable and livable, it's not all that different from when I was a kid. Like, there's lots of stickers. Okay. And I got records. And,
oh, yeah. Yeah. That's, there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm right there with you, man. Okay. And, I like my creative space to look creative. Although I can't do it otherwise, man.
Reason though, we asked, what is the most childish thing you still do as an adult? Turns out that Roman soldiers drew penises all over Hadrian's Wall more than 1,800 years ago.
This is what I am taught, and I bet you they laughed with farts, too.
Graffiti was from 207 A.D., was discovered at a quarry at a wall. Archaeologists found this from the University of Newcastle. They went there looking for different things, and they found 1,800-year-old penises carved all over the wall.
Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't matter at any point in human history, if you put a group of guys together and give them something to write with, they're going to draw a penis.
Absolutely.
This 1,800-year-old penis drawings.
I was showing somebody my phone this weekend, showing them pictures, and they were like, can I scroll through? And I was like, yeah, no worries. And they're like, there's a penis. And I was like, yeah, I drew that one in the snow.
Oh, okay. I thought it was your penis.
No. There's no actual Ted penis pictures in there.
Oh, I'll give you your phone back then.
Just... Really?
No.
Okay.
I tape them and delete them.
All right.
Can I put a picture of my penis in your phone and then people scroll through? Like, what the hell, man? You tell them, look, dude, it's this weird disease. I don't want to talk about it.
It's going to be
penis.
A no for me, dog.
Yeah. Maybe we could take a picture of me and Steve docking. You know what I mean?
Hey, look, don't use me as an excuse for you two finally living up to your dreams.
Then you have the picture has to go to your phone.
Guess which one is whose. You know what I mean? Like, here's a tough game to play.
I have to admit, I still laugh every time my phone gets to 69%.
Random.
I only drink milk out of the carton. Random. I really don't. Random, if it's milk, random, I just random, unscrew the top. It's like I did when I was 10 years old. Drink it out of the carton, put the cap back on.
I mean, I'll do that for anything if the kids are in bed. That's the basic rule. Once they go to bed, like, a glass.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
All right, Chris. Hey,
can I get a shout-out real quick?
Yeah, you don't have a phone to call somebody?
No.
Okay.
Shout-out to my boy, Cano. All right, what's the question?
Jesus. I bet he's like, thank God my life is complete now. My buddy just, we'll go this one. What are you allergic to?
I mean, I haven't.
Once again, bedroom colors.
That's not worth cussing about.
Yeah. You can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
Reason we ask, what are you allergic to? A Qantas Airway passenger reportedly forced to hide in the plane bathroom during her flight after cabin crew insisted on serving almonds, despite the fact that she could die from the almond as she has a severe, deadly nut allergy.
Take your ass to the bathroom. I'm eating almonds.
Laura Mary was traveling with a carrier to visit her sister in Australia when she was told by flight crew there would be almonds on board, putting her at risk of anaphylactic shock. They said, we don't care. We're still going to serve the almonds. So she locked herself in the bathroom.
Tell you what, we have almonds, but we don't have EpiPens. Mm-hmm. You might want to get in the bathroom.
Is that a scene for the Bronx Tale? It's bad luck. Put them in the bathroom.
Yeah. According to Mary, the cabin manager called the airport manager. Both members of the staff told her not to board the flight. When Mary said this wasn't an option, staffers gave her a mask to wear instead and put her in the bathroom.
Jeez. They don't mess around with that.
It's awful.
Silicon, your guess is as good as mine in categories, jobs, and sandwiches. Ask the Men's Room is back. We've got your emails coming up next in the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Coming up, the return of Ask the Men's Room. Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up first time for a few emails in the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
And away we go. Let's go just jump into the birthdays, guys. Help me wish my boyfriend Jared a happy birthday. He's been listening to you guys for 14 years and thinks you guys are hilarious. Gonna get some dirty Germans talking about coaching football. Thanks, guys. That from Tianu.
Yeah, deep down, all he wants to do is coach the tight ends.
Yeah, my favorite parts of us football practice is probably when that quarterback puts his hands under the center's buttocks.
Yeah, keep your hands warm. Stuff it in the hole.
They're so kinky, this football.
Yeah, tight pants bent over, 22 heinies in the air at once.
Yeah, I used to like the 80s. All the men wore half shirts.
Yeah.
Guys, can you wish my handsome red-bearded husband Chuck a happy 33rd birthday with an uh-oh lookout and an owl hitting the window? We are to have our firstborn, a girl, on March 31st, so any words of encouragement are appreciated. Rock on that from Brittany.
Uh-oh, look out.
Just hope she doesn't have a red beard as well.
Yeah, get as much sleep as you can now.
It's too late.
Right. It's over.
Your life is over.
It really is. Like, whatever you need to do, do it right now. Because you won't be able to do anything for a few years.
Nope. So I'll speak for your friends that aren't married or have kids. We'll all miss you.
Yeah. See you soon.
See you in 15.
We'll just look at the pictures on Instagram. Hello, everyone. Today is the 40th year of life for Dave Cavaretto, pronounced the Missouri deck pooper. Can he get a toilet flush soundbite and the dirty Germans talking about pooping on the deck? Thank you all. That from the Bonnie Lake Cowboy.
Yeah, I do not know what all this business is about pooping on the deck unless you change one vowel.
Yeah, I think I can read through this. This is not actually physically pooping on the deck. I think some man used to work on a poop deck.
Oh, the actual poop deck.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not sure where that is on the ship.
I don't either. I was going to ask you.
Yeah, it is behind me.
Bridges Amelia and Evelyn would like to wish their grandpa Swayze a happy 55th trip around the sun. It's also their grandpa Heavy's 62nd trip around the sun. How about a fish sandwich and a big old bong rip? Thanks, guys. From their favorite one-year-old twin granddaughters.
Fish sandwich.
I mean, no offense here, but I don't know if 1 year old should be on a computer this much.
That's a good point. Macholas, I recently introduced you guys to my dad, Tom. He loves the show. He's never heard he never knew the beer had anything to do with the radio. Can I get some golf advice from the Dirty Germans for his big 6'5"? Thanks, guys. That from Scott.
Yeah, play as many holes as you can. You're only getting older.
Yes, you know, in Germany, especially in Bavaria, we have this one ancient saying. You might have heard of it, but yes, it's German. You drive for show and you putt for dough.
Yeah.
That's good advice.
Pretty sure every golfer ever said it, though.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you. Birthday.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Yes. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Ooh. This one comes in and says, guys, I just wanted to express to you that your show is very important to me as a retired soldier who suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder. Your show is a method I use to ease some of my mental pain every day. I listen to your program. Your comedy and stories make me stray away from the crap that's still scrambling through my brain, and I thank all of you for that. On the weekends, if I need some stress release, I check out your podcast, which helps as well. Thanks again, guys, and keep on rocking. That from Ron.
Yeah, Ron, we didn't mean to do any of that.
No, we didn't. Guys, listening out of Sacramento, California on 98 Rock, I was listening to the 3000 Show Spectacular and was laughing pretty hard during the fart compilation. Today, I let one fly at work and immediately yelled out, garlic! Thanks for that. That from Brian. Oh, yeah, we need to get a contestant on the line. Sorry for your guess is as good as mine. Caller 9 now, 844-999. Hold on, another one. Guys, with Thrill's choices fart selection, my fiance has decided to exclaim garlic every time she rips ungodly ass. And to do so as often as humanly possible. This has already occurred about a half dozen times. Nevertheless, I still love her. I love you guys. Thanks for all the great shows. That's from Austin, who listens on WCMF in Rochester, New York.
I'm about to start screaming garlic again. Honest to God, I forgot that we used to scream it. And then I heard the compilation. I'm like, oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. What else we got? Guys, if I need another reason to miss my my time in the great Emerald City, now the only decent radio station in Chattanooga, Tennessee, is airing you a-holes. I can't lie. I love y'all. I listened to you way back in the day. And after meandering from Seattle to Columbus, Georgia, Allentown, Pennsylvania, whoa, Reno, Nevada.
Jeez.
Wow, what were you on the butthole tour? I want to go to every butt town in the entire United States.
What's the biggest orifice in your state?
Where is it miserable? Toledo, I'm on my way. Golly. Flint, here I come.
That is the worst.
Then it's
man.
On to Gary, Indiana, and Camden, New Jersey.
Golly.
I'm currently working as a Domino's delivery driver. Your previous show airs from 7 to 11 and gets me through the shift. Even if I'm stuck at the store on a slow night, I use the question of the day to spark some interesting conversation with my coworkers. That's how we all learned that one driver had his tooth kicked out by his mother when he was a small child.
Jesus!
We get Big Dummy on Friday, right when we're running crazy with orders. My brief stops in the store are punctuated by me loudly yelling out a trivia question or two. One of my coworkers can't blame the guy who dunked his junk in salsa over a small tip. Be warned that if you are habitual bad tipper, you may want to be careful opening that 2 liter of Coke because you know I just shook the crap out of it. Keep doing what you're doing. That from Jen.
Look, man, if you tip poorly, just know.
In Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Guaranteed retribution.
As far as bites goes, worked at a pet store. I've been bitten by a ton of animals. Turtles, snakes, lizards, squirrels. Parrots hurt the worst, of course, but a rodent was pretty damn close. Small teeth, a lot of pressure. Ooh. My stepmom had a cat that would bite everybody. I was afraid of that damn thing. His name was Elliot, named after Elliot Ness. He really grew into his name. Once saw him wake up from sleeping, walk from one end of the couch to the other to start smacking my stepmom over the head. Guys, you asked the question, what happened to your boys? Well, I got a story. I was playing indoor soccer, and this girl kicked the ball as hard as she could. And as it flew through the air, my life flashed before my eyes. In slow motion, the ball hit me so hard I fell backward right in the twig and berries. Mm-hmm. I cried on the field for 5 minutes. I didn't care. They had to carry and drag me off. There were red and black spots down there for 3 weeks. Couldn't walk, could not sit, could not sleep.
Looked like a ladybug.
Anyway, love the show. That from Dominique. All right, time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's Needs a Game to Play. We get a contestant online. And then from there, you pick from one of two categories. You got to answer as many questions in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve. Do we have a contestant ready to play? Your guess is as good as mine.
Yes, we do. Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the men's room.
Jerry.
Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Jerry, are you there?
I accidentally hit the mute button.
Okay, all right.
I was going to say, you would suck on Price is Right. They'd say, come on down. You just stand up and fold your arms like and mug the camera.
Like the woman who was in the bathroom when her name was called. Ran down like... All right, Jerry, your categories today. We've got two for you to pick from. We have the best states to live in if you love sandwiches. Everyone loves a good sandwich. These are the best states to live in if you are a sandwich fool.
That's how I determine where I'm going to live.
And we have a brand new list of the most stressful jobs in the United States of America. So what do you want to do here, Jerry? You want to go sandwiches or do you want to go stressful jobs?
I'm not a big sandwich eater, so let's go with jobs.
You're going to go with jobs. Okay. Jerry, now the game is played. A website just put out the list of the most stressful jobs in America, and they also put the least stressful job, which was, by the way, diagnostic medical sonographer, which is someone who performs ultrasounds.
That's not stressful?
I guess it's pretty...
That seems like it would be stressful.
I mean, it seems like it has the potential to be stressful, yeah. Right?
The rest of the least stressful jobs are compliance officer, hairstylist, audiologist?
What is it? Where?
Audiologist?
Wait, where is it?
Audiologist? Would you say that correctly?
Audiologist. We don't even know what it is.
We don't. And we're audio people. University professor made the list. Medical records technician, jeweler, operations research analyst, pharmacy technician, and massage therapist. All those were the most leaseful stress jobs.
I don't know if I'd want to be a massage therapist. You don't know who you're going to touch.
So, Jerry, we're looking for the 10 most stressful jobs. What is your first guess on Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
I think being a dentist would be really stressful.
Being a dentist. Actually, believe it or not, because of the fact that it's not so much life and death, orthodontist at one point in time was supposedly the best medical job based on lack of stress and everything else. There's really there's not a lot of emergencies that take place.
Right.
Once you put the braces on, unless something springs out or whatever, you know, people will come in with a wire or something. But for the most part, no one's life is a danger.
Mm-hmm.
It's guaranteed ton of money.
Right.
You don't have to knock anybody out to do it, so you don't need an anesthesiologist. And for the most part, they come in every 3 months, and you're like, yeah, just look at your teeth. Because it's going to take years.
And people won't really talk to you. Right? Because their mouth is full of crap, so you don't have to listen to people's stupid crap. You just clean their teeth and send them on their way.
Okay. Dentist is not on the list there, Jerry. You got one strike against you. These are the 10 most stressful jobs in America. What is your next guest?
Yeah, that's funny, because I read a report someplace that said that dentists had a really high rate of suicide, but maybe that's not stress.
I don't know the stress from the job.
Jerry, they have access to all of the major drugs that a doctor does. So... They have the key to that closet.
Right.
I'll just say that.
Just because you guys mentioned like how stressful it is to work in high tension medical field, maybe like an emergency room.
That's got to be stressful. Emergency room.
I would hope it's. If it's not, you just don't care.
Yeah, like the stuff is
no. Hard. Oh, it doesn't make the list.
Oh.
What about like a vlogger?
I'll tell you this.
That's dangerous.
I'll tell you this. These are stressful jobs, not necessarily dangerous jobs. And yes, stress would be, danger related, but I'll tell you this. There's no Alaskan fisherman on here. There's no logger on this list. What are some other danger jobs?
I don't know, maybe a cop or something like that. I'm just trying to think. Because no matter what, if you get a call, you don't know what you're getting into. Even though most of the calls are stupid, it doesn't mean it just stays dumb when you get there. That's just my guess.
Yeah, being a policeman would probably be pretty stressful, I suppose.
Okay, you going to guess police officer?
But, sure.
Police officer is number 4 on the list of the most stressful jobs in the United States of America. All right, now you're tracking. You got one right there, Jerry. 2 strikes against you there.
I'm not doing very well here.
No, you're all right. You just can't get one more wrong.
So stressful.
Someone says air traffic controllers. God knows that has to be a stressful.
There is a job related to air travel. It is not the air traffic controller. I'll give you that hint.
Flight attendant, maybe? I don't know. I'm just guessing.
I think it would be the front counter person, because people get, or when you're loading onto an airplane, people get really angry at the customer service people.
But
I've always had very good experiences with them.
They always stay angry on the plane, though. And I'm just guessing. I don't know. So, customer service, I deal with them for 10 to 20 minutes. They're being an a-hole. But now the a-hole gets on the flight, and if the flight is 6 hours, that's an a-hole that you're stuck in a tube with for 6 hours.
Jerry, pro tip here, okay? Most of the time, when you go to the counter, all right, at the airline, if you have a problem, okay, and you're at the counter where your gate is, so you go to your gate counter, 99.9% of the time, the person that is working behind that counter will be working on your flight.
Right.
So people who go up and bitch and scream and yell and moan and complain, all that stuff, just know that might be the person with the drink cart coming down.
Well, no, the people at the gate are different than the people on the plane.
Not always. Depends on the airline. Like when we flew to Las Vegas, everybody who was in the front of the house was the crew.
They got
on the plane.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. A lot of the times, and I don't know if it's something new, but I've noticed in the last 5 years that I've flown, the people that are they check my ticket as I'm getting on the airway, jetway, whatever.
Yeah, they're working.
When it's all done, they're the last people on the plane.
Yeah. Okay, Jerry, these are the 10 most stressful
maybe
jobs.
Maybe it is the stewardesses, because they have to deal with all of our drug asses all the time.
That's all right. That one's allowed.
Flight attendant.
Mm. Come on, man, get with the times.
Jerry, is that going to be your guest, flight attendant?
Sure.
Sorry, that is your third strike. Yes.
I did not do well.
Oh, man.
This
you got
is hard,
one,
man.
1 out of 10. The job website CareerCast puts out a list every year of the most stressful jobs in America. And this year, any idea of the number one most stressful job? You know what? Broadcaster is on the list at number 5. News reporter is on the list at number 7. That's based on the fact that you're... job security isn't so great, so it's always...
Well, job security, things have changed, or you're open target now.
Okay. Any guesses as far as in the police officer realm?
Fireman?
Fireman, number 2. There you go. Now we're tracking.
Yeah, and they deal with death all the time.
Mm-hmm. Number 1's pretty obvious, I think.
President.
No.
Politician?
Soldier.
Oh, well.
Well, yeah.
Right, the most stressful job is a soldier. Right. Number two is firefighter. Any idea on the airline guess as far as that job that's the most stressful?
Flight attendant?
Pilot?
Pilots. Huh. Pilots. Airline pilots is the job. Not a good weekend there either, you know?
Yeah.
Broadcaster, police officer, event coordinator comes in for whatever reason, yeah, I guess, because, look, it's an event. It's up to you. There's a timeline.
But you're dealing, you know, too many cooks in the kitchen. Typically, event coordinators are like, right, everyone has an opinion. Mm-hmm. No one knows what they're talking about, but you still have to find a way to satisfy
I mean, that wedding event coordinator's got to put together the flowers, make sure the food's good, make sure that everybody's...
And chances are the bride, not saying they're all terrible, but you're a little crazier than you would be.
Not the bride, the bride's mother.
Certainly not the groom.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Public relations executive comes in at number seven. Senior corporate executive or CEO at number nine.
What?
And number 10, taxi driver.
Yeah, yeah.
So again,
the taxi driver is just dangerous, too.
Mm-hmm. The 10 most stressful jobs in America are taxi driver, CEO, public relations executive, news reporter, event coordinator, broadcaster, police officer, airline pilot, firefighter, and the number one most stressful job would be soldier.
I mean, look, I'm not a CEO. I don't know a lot about it, but it seems to me, in my experience in every place I have ever worked, if you hire quality people, your job's real easy. Because you're not doing any of the things that your company gets rewarded for. Right? Like, Les Moonves, right? He wasn't on TV. He was not the one getting the spot. I mean, like, right, you got to talk to shareholders, but the thing that makes your company successful is not you.
But he had a casting couch, so he was somewhat involved.
That's a little stressful. You might get an STD.
They still get all their stuff.
But even if you get fired.
If your company can downsize or whatever, the CEOs that get out still, what do they call them, golden parachutes.
Yeah, the golden
parachutes. They're still going to get their bonuses. Mm-hmm. They're still going to get this, still get that.
If I thought that me getting fired would also earn me $35 million or something like that, and that's on the low end of a golden parachute, I'd go punch Eric Club in the face right now.
Yeah. Even think about the money that Megyn Kelly got.
Right. To be fired.
Like, yeah, just to go
be
away.
Fired. $60 million or something. She never has to work again just based on the fact that she wasn't good at her job and lost her job.
So we're going to reward you for sucking at this.
Yeah, because she thinks, right. Yeah, that's crazy.
Still to come on Drinking Toast with a Shot of the Day. Ask the Men's Room is coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day, but first...
It's been said that there are no stupid questions. We disagree. Because you keep asking them.
Will I ever find love? Why is the sky blue? Is that rash an STD? Is the world round? Is my mom a whore?
Questions that need answers. And yes, we can help. This is Ask the Men's Room.
If you have a question for Ask the Men's Room, just shoot us an email to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Make the subject Ask the Men's Room and ask away. All right, let's just start with this one. Hola, Bacholas. My name is Corey. And I lost my men's room cherry a year ago after discovering your gospel via Bayou 95.7 out of New Orleans. Speaking of New Orleans, why is it that every time New Orleans is mentioned, one of you guys always does the ah. Doesn't bother me. I'm just curious. Thanks again, guys. That from Corey.
Corey, it's real simple, man. Anytime, if you don't live in New Orleans, all right, anytime that there's a TV commercial about food from New Orleans, mm-hmm. You ain't never had shrimp, do you add knowledge? Doesn't matter what TV show, like on a very special episode in New Orleans. Like the first clip they show some guy going,
Zataran's right.
They'd have you believe that every single person in the Crescent City, mm-hmm. No matter when babies are born, the first sound is
If you're looking for something different, woo-wee also works.
Woo-wee!
That's the yellow one.
That's more if you're just saying the bayou.
Okay, that's woo-wee.
Yeah.
Hola, bitches and wobbin. You guys have helped me make my job way easier and not seem as lonely on the 10 to 18-hour days. I am a courier for one of the largest cannabis companies in Oregon. Listen to you guys on KGON. So, given my job and knowing that each of you, save Mike, though I'd love to see him baked as hell, dig the marijuana, my question to you all, indica, sativa, or hybrid, and which is your favorite strains? That from Stoner Dan.
I'm a heavy indica guy.
I don't personally care, but I will say, as far as a lot of the stuff I've smoked, caviar and Willie's Reserve are they're game changers.
Mm-hmm. I like a good sativa, and I typically liked it dipped in oil and then rolled in keef.
That's a game changer as well.
One of those, you know, what's really good, man. If you're in Washington State, is Mr. Twister.
Oh, Mr. Twister's fantastic.
Get a grape or blueberry Mr. Twister. Those things are fantastic,
and it's good for the place fun, man. Too.
Mr. Twister.
Mr. Twister.
You ever got one of those?
No.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Oh, Mr. Twister. Yeah, you will feel good.
Okay, listening to your guys' 3,000th episode, guys, congratulations. I did the shot of the day with you. I was wondering how I can buy a men's room shot glass. I will throw money at you if you guys make them available. That from Parker.
Parker, we'd have to have men's room shot glasses.
Yeah, we don't have them.
Yeah, that's the honest God truth.
Mm-hmm. We don't go that far. Okay, let's see here, guys. About profile this. In the event a Native American lands on one of your headlines, what do they fall under?
You know what? I don't know. We have not gotten to that point.
No, we haven't.
Maybe I'll just throw in Native American.
Narrow it
down.
Yeah,
maybe that'll be a hint that day.
Okay, yeah.
Actually, I'll do that on a day where that is not the answer.
This one comes from Justin. Quite simply, my name is Justin.
Hi, Justin.
My question
is... Why is it there a Justin category?
What drugs have you not done? What drugs have you not done?
Heroin, crack, meth.
Yeah.
PCP.
I mean, the big ones I have not
done.
Yeah,
I still haven't done cocaine.
I did smoke crack accidentally one time, so I can't put that one on the list.
Accidentally.
Let me say that again. If you have a question for any of us here in the men's room, just shoot us an email to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. Make the subject Ask the Men's Room and ask away. All right, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized.
Austin Heroes!
And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor!
Mastakia!
You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Throwhill to find out who we're toasting.
It's my charades for why that happened.
Uh-huh.
Today we toast an unidentified 30-year-old man from Jackson, Mississippi. Now, last week, the man and his girlfriend, it's a little bit before 10 a.m., they pulled into the parking lot of a restaurant because they were going to grab some breakfast. Things were starting out well, but unfortunately... When they were getting out of the car, the man attempted to holster his gun, but it discharged and it shot him in the leg. Now, the thing is, the gun was perfectly legal. He had all the certification he needed to have to carry it on him. And the good news is, his injuries are non-life-threatening. But we're toasting him, because as luck would have it, he shot himself in the leg at IHOP.
Oh.
That is correct. Mm. Just saying, that is... The perfect place to shoot yourself in the leg is outside of the IHOP.
He was there with his wife, Eileen.
I know why he was there. They got, like, endless pancakes with omelets right now.
No, I know exactly why he's there, man.
I just like the idea of thinking that you need to arm yourself in an IHOP.
Right, and then shooting yourself in the leg.
One of these pancakes could have a gun, so I'll have one.
That's what people do, man. Yep. What are you going to do?
I'd load up a water gun with syrup.
Oh!
Just go around spraying people with delicious maple
syrup. You need
syrup.
Some more syrup.
I just shoot syrup of my own. Mm-hmm.
They might throw you out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Then it gets a stinky lever doing it.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola! Let's get a contest online for profile. This will take caller 9 now. 844-999-HOLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.